This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Most of the fleeing in our life needs to take place from places and from persons, from people. And I think if you're honest with yourself and you're honest with your God, you would say, that's right. Place or places, person or persons. What is it you need to flee in your life? And then he says to pursue, and Paul gives several qualities. I want to talk about them. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Just for a moment, I want to talk about each of them. I did a word study on righteousness when I was doing a funeral, and I used as a text Proverbs 10:7 that says, the memory of the righteous will be a blessing. I wanted to know, what does that mean, the righteous? Here's what I found out. Righteous can have to do with being righteous in what you do, but I found out in the Hebrew it means righteous in character also. There's a difference. We all know people who are righteous in deeds. They cross the T's, they dot the I's, they do everything correctly, they live by the book. They wouldn't think of doing anything immoral, but their hearts are full of hatred and resentment and bitterness. It's not just a matter of saying I'm a righteous man because I do the right things, or I'm a righteous woman because I do the right things. Righteousness has to do with deed and character, who you are as a man or woman. Godliness has to do with a reverence for the Lord. I'll call a man godly who I know reveres the Lord and has a respect and a reverence for the Lord God Almighty. That means he's a godly man. A godly woman is a woman who has a reverence for the Lord. A godly wife is a wife who has a reverence for the Lord. It's not a special title for special people. It applies to anyone who has a reverence for the Lord God Almighty in their life. And then he talks about faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Very briefly, I want to talk about those four words. Faith obviously has to do with what it says, with faith. It has to do with faith, believing in the Lord. Would you be described as a man of faith? Would you be described as a woman of faith? Only you know the answer to that, and only the people closest to you. That doesn't mean you're a person of perfection again. It means that the general direction of your life, get this, is to believe God. To be a person of faith means the general direction, the tone, the direction of your life is to believe the Lord God Almighty. Love is the Greek word agape. It's an unconditional love. It's not just a romantic love or a Philadelphia, kind of a brotherly love. It is agape love. It's unconditional, that comes from God, is from God, and is enabled by God. And that's the kind of love we manifest. Endurance is the ability to live with what you cannot change, and I'm not talking about your spouse. Nobody got it in the other two services either. Endurance is the ability to get along and to live with what you cannot change. There are things in your life that you can't change and I can't change, and we have to rely on the gift of God's endurance. It's really a gift. It's a gift from the Lord. But I want to spend a little bit of time on gentleness. Gentleness is the same word for meekness in the Beatitudes. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Meekness is a man or woman who doesn't demand his or her way. The opposite of meekness or gentleness is saying it's my way or the highway. What part of this do you not understand? The opposite of meekness or gentleness is it's my way or the highway. What part of this do you not understand?
Well, that may sound a little dramatic, but my guess is there's somebody in your life that you would describe in those exact terms. It's their way or the highway. We continue this message on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.